Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you going?
Mr. Palmer, thanks for joining us. I noticed you were tweeting fairly heavily last night and saying much the same thing. Goodbye, Tony.
Well,
bye-bye.
Tony, I guess Tony Abbott represents a failure of policy for the Australian government and failure of any sort of vision for the country. And we hope that Malcolm Turnbull, it's important that we've got a new leader, but it's more important that we've got new policies to address our economic woes. And hopefully that will happen.
I mean, given that Turnbull has already stated that he won't be changing the party's stance on either gay marriage or climate change, what policies do you expect to change?
Well, gay marriage, etc., is not an economic policy, really. I don't think.
Yeah, so what would you like to see? Do you think he should bring in a mini-budget?
Well, I think he needs to bring in a complete new program, and he needs to really get together with the real key policies we need to grow our economy. And to get away from this idea of persecution of people because they don't have any money and trying to squeeze that out of people rather than to create more wealth in the country that we can all share and have a more prosperous future. And I think Malcolm Turnbull will be aware of how you do that. It's not a lot of people have done that in life and certainly not many in the parliament. So I hope he's got the insight. He certainly identified what the real problem is. In our economy. Our economy is a real problem at the moment. It affects everybody. So let's hope he can get the right policies.
So what would you like to see him do?
Well, he needs to stimulate the economy and increase the money supply so we increase demand. And by increasing demand, by people having more money to spend, we get more jobs and we get more growth. And President Obama has done that in the United States. We've seen that with quantitative easing. We've seen how the US has roared back. So there's no reason why Australia can't do that. We're in a very strong position as government finances go. We're one of the lowest debts in the OECD, and we're only one of 13 countries in the world with a AAA credit rating. So we've got the capacity to do it. But we really need to get on, take control of our economy.
Five prime ministers in 5 years. What does that say about the Australian political landscape?
Well, it just says that it's a cesspool in Parliament, and it's pretty hopeless the sort of people we're attracting to politics. Because they all fight each other rather than trying to unite the country, rather than looking ahead what's good for the average Australian. And I think Australians have woken up to it. The reason this happened was because of the polls in Canning. You'll find that the government stocks had got so low in Canning that they had to act before all Canning or they would have faced a disaster.
Looking back on your years now in the House of Representatives, has it changed your mind about where you want to be in politics? Do you want to move to the Senate?
I haven't thought about that, to be honest. I'm really mainly concerned about representing the people of Fairfax. I think while you're here, you've just got to do the best you can, which is what I've tried to do. I think we played a key role in stopping some of the so-called reforms of the Abbott government the first year, you know, where they were going to sort of slash Social Security by $10 billion for people under 30. They're going to bring in the co-payment. They're going to increase our universities. Abolish the school kids' bonus. We stopped them doing that. Those sort of things. So I think we played a key role in the Senate as a party. So I think we just want a better Australia for all of our kids to live in.
Where did Tony Abbott go wrong?
Well, first of all, he didn't have any economic policies at all. We had nothing. He had no vision for the country. He just wanted power for the sake of power. At the end of the day, that catches up with you.
Yeah, I mean, look, he would list a range of things, the China Free Trade Agreement. He'd list stopping the boats. I'm probably going to repeat some of his slogans now, but you're saying in the economic era, and I'm listening to what you said earlier, you're saying the government should forget the mantra of reducing the debt. They should go out and spend more.
Well, they don't need to spend more and not target it, but they should restructure the economy. Like, for example, our businesses pay their tax in advance before they've made a profit. That deprives them of capital to employ people. That's just not fair. It's not reasonable. And that's why small business is always running around for money. So rather than paying your tax before you've earned the money and a profit you may never make, let them pay it at the end of the year. That'll free up $70 billion of cash, not the government's cash, but the business's own money, so they can spend it on the economy and spend it on growing their businesses. Every other country does that, but we seem to handicap our people.
What about Bill Shorten? How do you see him as a performer?
Well, certainly, I think Bill needs to lift his game if he wants to be Prime Minister. Yeah. And he needs to lift his game, especially now that Malcolm's there. But it should be a battle of ideas and a battle of what's best for the country. Hopefully Turnbull will realise that. The Prime Ministership is not a destination. It should be an opportunity to serve the country.
Yeah, well, you've sat in that dinner with him famously on a couple of occasions. So is he, from those dinners, do you get the impression that he embraces some of the things you've been talking about?
I think he does, and I think he's been in a cocoon where he hasn't been able to shine. And I think, you know, that like he'd be frightened to have dinner with me 2 weeks ago. I would have thought Tony would have jumped on him. But, you know, I think he needs freedom. He's like a good plant needing some space to grow. I think he can really do the job. He's got the knowledge to be able to do the job. And I think it's very significant that Julie Bishop has supported him well and that they look to be like a good team on the one track. So it's a question whether they can build upon that now and make sure that they... I don't think there'll be much problem with the Liberals that may be angry now and upset the Abbott supporters, because at the end of the day, it's self-interest in politics. Yep. A lot of these people just want to stay there, whether they're Liberal or Labor. And, you know, Malcolm Turnbull's their best bet.
Any words of farewell for Tony Abbott?
Goodbye, Tony.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure. Bye.
Clive Palmer there, member for Fairfax, with some interesting thoughts, because